Title: Dark Side Break Roll Drive Lab. Using macro controls, creatively in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building a performance-ready break rack in Ableton Live 12 that takes a classic jungle break from clean and bouncy to full dark side pressure, but in a controlled, musical way. The whole point is, one break, one rack, 8 macros, and you can play the intensity like an instrument. This is intermediate level, so I'm assuming you already know your way around racks, chain lists, routing, and basic processing. What you might not be doing yet is stacking multiple parameters onto a single macro so one knob becomes a real producer move, not just more of one effect. Here's the destination, an audio effect rack called Dark Side Break Roll Drive with 4 parallel chains. Clean for the anchor, roll for the stutter engine, smash for parallel grit and weight, and air for top texture and dark reverb tail. Then we'll map 8 macros so you can perform fills, build tension, and snap back clean for the drop. Step 0. Prep the source break. Set your project tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. Drag in an amen, think, hot pants, whatever you like, onto an audio track. Click the clip. In clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, and set preserve to 1/60 as a solid default. Now zoom in and make sure the transients actually feel right. If your kick and snare aren't grabbing clean, adjust the transient markers. This matters, because the roll layer is basically going to exaggerate whatever timing feel you feed it. Once it's tight, consolidate a clean 1 or 2 bar loop. Select the region and hit CMD or Ctrl J. Consolidation is underrated. It gives you a stable unit to build around. Now step 1. Create the rack container. Drop an audio effect rack on the break track. Open the chain list. Create 4 chains and name them clean, roll, smash, and air. Quick mindset check. We're not building 4 separate effects. We're building 1 break sound with parallel personalities. Clean is the drummer. Roll is the hype. Smash is the alleyway. Air is the ghost trail. Step 2. The clean chain, your anchor. On clean, add EQ 8 first. High pass at around 25 to 35 Hz, 24 dB per octave, just to clear garbage rumble. If the break feels boxy, do a gentle dip, like -2 to -4 dB around 250 to 400 Hz. Don't overdo it, you're just decluttering. Then add glue compressor. Set attack around 3 ms, release to auto, ratio 2 to 1, and turn soft clip on. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is not slam, it's hold the groove together so everything else can get wild around it. Step 3. The roll chain, the stutter engine. This is where we generate classic jungle pressure without turning it into random glitch soup. First add a gate. Start threshold around -25 dB. Return all the way down. Super fast attack around 0.10 ms. Hold around 15 to 25 ms. And release around 40 to 80 ms. The gate is there so the roll can be tight and percussive instead of smeary. Next add auto pan. This is the classic trick. Use auto pan as a tempo synced gate. Set amount to 100%. Rate to about 1/8 to start. Phase at 0 degrees so it's hard on off. And set the shape to square, or as close as you can get. Then tweak the offset until it feels like it's grabbing the groove in the right spot. This offset is one of those trust your ears moments. Small changes make it suddenly lock. Now add beat repeat. The goal here is controlled, musical repeats. Set interval to 1 bar so it only decides on phrase timing. Set grid to 1/16 to start. Set chance to 0%. That is important. We're not gambling yet. Mode to insert. Variation to 0. Pitch to 0. Set gate somewhere like 40 to 70% depending on how choppy you want the repeats. Then add utility at the end of the roll chain. Set width around 80 to 100 for now. And here's a big teacher tip. Roll layers mess up low end faster than you think. The perceived roll is mid-range and top. So put in a EQ8 before the gate or after it. Doesn't matter, and high pass the roll chain aggressively, often around 120 to 200 Hz. This keeps your kick and sub relationship stable and stops phase smear. Also, pull the roll chain volume down right now, like -8 dB as a starting point. Rolls should feel like an added layer you call in, not the main break living in stutter mode all the time. Step 4. The smash chain, parallel dark side drive. This is where you get that snarling, metalhead's alleyway weight, but blended, not obliterating the whole break. Add saturator first. Choose analog clip or warmth. Drive somewhere from +6 to +12 dB. Soft clip on. Then compensate the output so it's not just louder. Really do this. If you don't level match, your brain will pick the louder option even when it's worse. After that, add drum bus, drive around 10 to 30%, crunch 5 to 20, boom 0 to 15, boom frequency around 45 to 60 Hz, damp 5 to 20, set transients anywhere from plus 5 to plus 20 for more snap. If it gets clicky, pull transients down instead and let the distortion create thickness. Now add EQ8, high pass at 30 Hz. Then find an anger band, usually somewhere around 1.8 to 3.5 kHz. Add a small peak, like plus 2 to plus 4 dB, and sweep to find where the snare and grit speak without turning into harsh fizz. If it's too sharp, dip a bit around 7 to 10 kHz. Then add glue compressor as the clamp. Ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 3 ms. Release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, soft clip on, and aim for maybe 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Remember, it's parallel, so it can be more aggressive than the clean chain. And again, turn the smashed chain volume down. Minus 10 to minus 14 dB is totally normal. You're going to blend this in like a spice. Step 5, the AIR chain, space and top texture for fills. This is not reverb on the whole break forever. This is a moment. Add auto filter. Set it to a 12 dB high pass. Frequency somewhere between 2 and 6 kHz, so it's mostly top. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. If you want it to react, add a little envelope amount, like plus 5 to plus 15. Then add hybrid reverb. Choose plate or room. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. Use the reverb EQ to roll off lows. Mix around 10 to 25%. Because it's parallel, you can run it wetter without washing out the core groove. Optionally add redux after the reverb for dust. Downsample around 2 to 8, bit reduction 0 to 3, subtle. Keep this chain quiet. It's a tail and a texture layer. Now step 6, macro controls. This is the fun part, and it's where the rack becomes playable. Open macro mappings and create 8 macros. Macro 1, roll rate. Map autopan rate in the roll chain from 1/8 down to 1/32. Also map beat repeat grid from 1/16 down to 1/32. Optionally map gate hold from 25 ms down to 10 ms, so faster rates also tighten the roll. The idea is, you turn one knob and it goes from skippy chop into machine gun pressure. Macro 2. Roll amount. Map the roll chain volume from minus infinity up to around minus 6 dB. Map beat repeat gate from 40 up to 75%. Map auto pan amount from 60 up to 100%. This macro is your bring the roll in like a fill. If you leave it high all the time, the ear gets fatigued and you lose groove. Macro 3. Drive. Map saturator drive on the smash chain from plus 4 to plus 14 dB. Map drum bus drive from 10 to 35%. And if you want that extra push, map the smash glue threshold so turning the macro increases gain reduction slightly. Be careful here, we want intensity, not my master is red. This is also where it helps to add a safety trim. Quick coach add-on. Put a utility at the very end of the rack, after the chains merge. That utility gain is your safety trim. You can leave it unmapped or map it to a hidden macro. The point is you can audition extreme settings without constantly fighting the track fader, and you can slash be honestly at the same loudness. Macro 4. Tone. Dark to bright. Map the AIR auto filter frequency from 6 kHz down to 2 kHz. You can invert the mapping depending on how you want the knob to feel. Also map a high shelf on the smash EQ8, around 8 to 10 kHz, from minus 2 dB up to plus 2 dB. Now the same macro can make the break feel like it's ducking into darkness, or opening up into bite. Macro 5. Crunch. Map redux downsample from 1 to 6. Map drum bus crunch from 0 to 25%. And consider mapping a small output trim somewhere to keep it sane. This is a momentary macro. You flick it for a quarter note, not park it at 80% for 16 bars. Macro 6. Punch. Map drum bus transients from minus 5 up to plus 20. Map clean glue attack from 10 ms down to 3 ms so the groove feels more forward as you turn it up. And map gate release on the roll chain from 80 ms down to 40 ms to tighten the chop. This macro is about urgency. You'll feel the front edge come alive. Macro 7. Width. Mono control. Map utility width on clean from 110 down to 85%. Map utility width on roll from 100 down to 70. If you're using bass mono, map the bass mono frequency from 80 up to 150. The rule here, keep the low end stable, make the tops wide if you want width. Jungle needs that center to hit hard. Macro 8. Dark tail. Map hybrid reverb mix from 10 up to 40%. Map decay from 0.8 up to 2.2 seconds. Map autofilter resonance from 0.7 up to 1.3. Now you can throw a ghost tail at the end of a phrase, like a little shadow before the next bar hits. Now here's the Live 12 upgrade move. Macro curves and macro variations. First, curves. Macro feel comes from curves, not just ranges. In macro mappings, right-click a mapping and choose log or exp curves. Use a log curve for drive and crunch so it starts gentle and ramps hard near the top, like a real performance push. Use an exp curve for roll amount so it appears quickly, then stabilizes instead of feeling like a boring linear fade. Second, macro variations. Save a few snapshots. For example, one called first tight, one called pre-drop squeeze, one called fill weapon, and one called full dark side. Then you can recall a whole vibe on a bar line, and only ride one or two macros manually for the human energy. It's like DJing your own rack. Before we'd arrange, do a quick balance check. You can temporarily drop a meter device at the end of each chain. Solo each chain and check peak so you're in the same neighborhood. Then remove the meters to keep the rack tidy. Step 7. Make it arrangement ready with classic jungle phrasing. Set up a 16-bar loop. Bars 1 to 8. Establish groove. Keep roll amount low, like 0 to 15%. Drive moderate, like 20 to 40. Tone darker. Let the break be a break. Bars 9 to 12. Tension. Slowly increase drive. Maybe tighten punch a touch. At the end of bar 12, add a little dark tail. Just a little. Think hint of space. Not cathedral. Bars 13 to 16. Fill and drop setup. Push roll amount up into bar 15 and 16. Increase roll rate toward 1/32 in the last half bar for that classic machine gun ramp. Do a quick crunch spike for a quarter note. Then here's the money move. Snap back cleaner right on the drop. That contrast makes the drop feel louder without actually raising peak level.